All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep today.
Into tech?
Yeah, into all things tech planning and budgeting.
Super important stuff.
Especially as we're all thinking about next year, you know.
Right.
Planning for the year ahead. And I know sometimes that can feel...
overwhelming.
A little overwhelming, right? We've got this fantastic guide, though, from CCS.
This is a good one.
It's called Tech Planning and Budgeting. So
we're going to break it down.
Yeah, we're going to break it down and make it all make sense so you can make smart decisions for your business.
All right. So let's talk about why this even matters.
Yeah, why even bother with a tech plan, right?
Right.
This guide actually lays out three major benefits.
Three big ones.
Yeah. The first one is aligning your technology with your business goals.
Ah, that's huge.
Right. So it's not just buying the latest gadget because it's cool.
Yeah. You don't need the newest iPhone every time it comes out.
Right. Exactly. You're thinking strategically about how tech can actually help you achieve those big picture goals.
It's all about strategy.
Yeah. For your business.
Like, think about it this way. Let's say your goal is to increase online sales.
Okay.
Right. Your website is super important.
Right.
And if your current website hosting can't handle like a huge influx of traffic, if you're trying to grow it,
yeah,
then investing in a more robust server, that's a smart move.
Makes sense.
That's aligning tech with your goals.
That's strategic. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So benefit number two, proactive resource management.
Love this one.
I love this one too, because
that's right ahead.
Yeah. It means we can avoid those surprise expenses, those like, oh my gosh, moments.
Fire drills.
Right, exactly. It's like knowing you need to get an oil change for your car.
It's the preventative maintenance.
Right. You do it regularly to prevent a major breakdown down the road.
Right. And it's the same thing with your tech.
Yeah, nobody wants a server crash.
Nobody wants that.
In the middle of a, you know.
Huge launch.
Huge launch.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So the third benefit, a clear tech plan simplifies decision making.
It's like a roadmap.
Yeah, I love that, a roadmap, so you're not just kind of wandering around aimlessly in the tech world.
Exactly.
You know what you need and why.
And it helps you evaluate, is this shiny new software actually going to help me reach my goals, or is it just a distraction?
Right, or is it just a toy?
Exactly.
All right, so we've got our tech plans, like our strategic compass.
Okay.
But now how do we actually translate that into a budget?
Right. Got to put the money behind it.
We got to put the money behind it.
Yeah.
And the CCS guide emphasizes that we need a fresh look each year.
Every year's different.
Every year's different, right? We can't just roll over last year's numbers.
No.
We've got to break down our tech needs, and they kind of outline these four key areas.
Okay, love it.
So the first one, routine IT services.
Okay.
That's kind of keeping the lights on, right?
Keeping the lights on, exactly. So managing your network.
Backups.
Backups, super important.
Making sure everything's running smoothly.
That's your foundation.
Yeah, that's the foundation. Then we've got the big, exciting IT projects.
The fun stuff.
This is the fun stuff, right? Implementing a new customer relationship management system.
Ooh, CRM.
CRM. Everybody loves their CRM.
Love it.
Developing a mobile app for your business.
So many possibilities.
These are the game changers.
Game changers.
Then we have technology refreshes.
Uh-huh.
So those laptops, smartphones, servers...
they don't last forever.
They don't last forever.
Unfortunately.
Right. So we need to think about upgrading those things.
So you're not stuck with that old clunky computer.
Right. Nobody wants the spinning wheel of death.
Nobody wants that.
Okay. And then that brings us to the fourth area, incident preparedness.
Okay.
This is something we hear more and more about these days.
Especially with ransomware.
Oh, ransomware. It's a scary world out there.
Scary world.
So a strong tech plan includes measures to bolster our cybersecurity.
This is not optional anymore.
No, this is essential.
Essential.
The guide mentions vulnerability scanning.
Yes.
Can you break that down for us?
Sure. So think of it like a home inspection, but for your network. It's going to identify any weaknesses or vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit.
Oh.
And if you do those scans regularly, you can patch those vulnerabilities before they become a problem.
Okay, so we're being proactive.
Proactive.
We're catching those issues before they become a major breach.
Exactly.
All right, so speaking of best practices, this CCS guide gives us 5 actionable tips.
I love actionable tips.
For creating a tech budget.
Let's hear them.
All right, so number one, plan ahead.
This seems obvious, but...
it seems obvious, but so many people don't do it.
They wait till the last minute.
Yeah, they wait till the last minute, and then they're scrambling.
Scrambling.
And it's just not a good situation.
Not a good look.
No. So plan ahead. Think about those needs early.
Get that budget request in early.
Yes, get those requests in early.
Don't be afraid to ask for what you need.
Absolutely. All right, number two, the guide emphasizes auditing your current tech.
Love this one.
It's like taking inventory, right?
Spring cleaning for your tech.
Spring cleaning what's working, what's outdated, what can be optimized.
What can we get rid of?
Yeah, what can we get rid of? All right, tip number three, survey your employees.
Ooh, yes.
They use this technology every single day.
They're the ones on the front line?
They're the ones on the front line, so they know what's working, what's not working.
Yeah, they're the experts.
They're the experts, and their feedback is super valuable.
Invaluable.
Okay, tip number four, create a wish list.
This is fun.
I love that. This is like window shopping for your business.
It is.
So think about, you know, what those desired tech upgrades are.
What's on your dream list?
Yeah, what's that dream list? And then actually map out the costs.
See if it's feasible.
Yeah, see what's actually realistic within your budget.
Love it.
Okay, and then the last tip number five, establish a safety net.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about cyber insurance here.
This is so important.
It is so important. It's not a luxury anymore. It's a necessity.
A necessity.
It's like having that spare tire in your car.
Oh, I love that analogy.
You hope you never need it.
You never want to use it.
Yeah. But if you get a flat tire, you're really glad you have it.
Right. It's there for you.
So cyber insurance can provide that financial protection, that support in case of a data breach.
And there are so many good IT service providers out there who can help you navigate that world.
Absolutely. Help you find the right policy for your business.
Right.
So to wrap it all up.
I think it's pretty clear.
It's pretty clear. A strong tech plan and budget.
Essential.
They're essential for any business that wants to thrive.
In the digital age.
In the digital age.
It's a digital world.
It is a digital world. But, you know, this raises an important question for all of our listeners out there.
It does.
How can you apply these principles to your specific business?
Right. What are your unique challenges and opportunities?
Yeah. Think about your context. And remember, you don't have to go it alone.
There are experts out there.
Experts like the folks at CCS who offer fantastic guidance.
They can help.
Yeah, they can help you develop and implement that winning tech strategy.
Absolutely.
So take a deep dive into your own tech needs and get ready for success in the year ahead.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.